Wow, is this really possible? This holiday season, the French are drinking less wine and drinking more beer? We hear this is probably due to a boom in microbrews, or bière artisanale, as they're called. The world's Jerry Haddon followed the trend to the southern port city of Marseille.
Midnight at an outdoor terrace. Three couples make a toast with beer. Regular old watery tap beer. One of the guys says, hey, this beer quenches the thirst. Which, if you think about it, doesn't seem like a very French answer. The French don't just sit down at a bistro and order alcohol to quench their thirst. They order it because it goes well with foie gras or raclette or just plain old brie. In other words, they order wine. Beer's traditionally been left out in the cold. But why?
But why is it in a country where food and drink are so valued that beer has been overlooked for so long?
I think it's because, like, for the past 60, 80 years after the war, you know, it started to have a big industrialization of the beer.
Salem Aji co-owns Marseille's first and only microbrewery.
And the beer became this alcoholic water that we know. I mean, the big brewery, they bought so small brewery just to close them down and to get a monopoly. And so they had the monopoly of the taste also. So for people, you know, beer was just a refreshing thing, you know, but that's it.
Aji's place is a tiny joint called Bière de la Plaine. It's part store, part bar, and part tubes, tubs, and bottling machines. He's out to crush the beer stereotype, like a cigarette under his boot.
I think that cheese and beer goes better than cheese and wine, especially red wine.
That's blasphemy in France, what you just said. That's blasphemy.
To me, red wine and cheese, that's blasphemy. I mean, because either the wine takes over the cheese or the cheese takes over the wine, but there's no wedding, no marriage.
Aji interrupts to attend to one of a steady stream of customers as he's explaining how his IPA has hints of mandarin to a very excited, if perplexed-looking guy. Something occurs to me.
You're the Walter White of French microbrews. Have you ever seen the series Breaking Bad?
Yeah, oh, all right. You have to check something out.
Aji nods knowingly, mentions a recent newspaper article.
We passed a picture of me with this big industrial napkin.
He means apron.
And some guy wrote Brewing Bad. Yeah.
Brewing Bad is good. I know, because Haji's been plying me with his latest Chinook, a beer made from hops from, get this, the U.S. Northwest. You can even find Haji's beer now in wine shops, another first in Marseille. Wine shop owner Vincent Damiani is a huge fan of Haji's recipes.
Moi, ce que j'aime bien, alors qu'il est particulier...
I like to eat smoked fish with his porter or stout, he says. I asked myself why, then I realized the stout has a hint of soy sauce in it. So in my mouth, I have the sensation that I'm eating sushi. Across France, microbrews are quickly gathering fans, mainly in the north, where taxes on really good Belgian beers have turned some French into barley and hops entrepreneurs. Marseille is microbrewing's far-flung frontier. Aji's confident he's got a hit, but I put his IPA to the ultimate test in the dive bar across the street. I buy a round of industrial tap beer for a couple of wobbly-legged clients named Georges and Jacques. Then I take out one of Aji's bottles from my bag, pour a second glass. Georges sniffs it, then takes a sip, and almost seems to forget it's beer.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a? Un petit goût n'est pas trop sucré.
There's a little something there, he says, licking his lips. What is that? I wouldn't say sugary, but fruity. I couldn't say what, but it's very agreeable. Grapefruit, perhaps, he guesses, or violet. I find it very nice. He finishes the entire glass without sharing with his pal. Test passed with flying colors. For the world, I'm Jerry Haddon, Marseille, France.